I don't much like feeling a bit creaky in the mornings, you know, that sort of stuff. But I quite like this kind of grand old man of punk thing, you know.
From pub rock to punk rock to pop rock, Nick Lowe's lived a range of musical lives. And now he's taking the role of grown-up in stride with the album At My Age. This is Take 5, supported by Rough Guides, smart guides for smart people. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Proto-punk icon and headmaster of British rock are just two of the titles bestowed on songwriter Nick Lowe. And today, the Jesus of Cool is also called Dad, so life is a far cry from gigging the pubs of England in the 70s. Nick's music and the process of making it have also evolved over the years. And so during a recent FUV Live show, he told host Darren DeVivo a few stories behind the album At My Age and one of his most well-known songs.
Your new album is called At My Age, and I've had the chance to hear the album a bunch of times. It's a very smooth, very easy, very effortless album on my end as a listener. How about for you? Was it an easy album to write and record?
It wasn't, actually, no. I'm very pleased to hear that it's such easy listening for you. But
without it being an easy listening album.
No, easy listening is fine. It wasn't very easy, actually, due to events that kept on happening to me, not the least of which was the arrival of my son, not entirely unexpectedly, but it was a bit of a shock, I might say. Just the same sort of stuff that happens to everybody, births, marriages and deaths and things, but it kept on knocking me out of the groove. You know, and normally what happens is you start doing a record and you might not have all the songs and things there, but it's an ongoing process. You start it and you concentrate on it, and it might take a year or so. But that never really happened with this. So as a result, I recorded the record what you might describe as recreationally, you know, whenever I could round everybody up. Didn't matter if I had, you know, a cover song or a half-baked idea or something actually good. I'd go up there and just record when I could. Do you see the way she lights up when I walk in the room? That's good. And the skip in her step when we're both out walking in the neighborhood. This one's almost done. Now to watch her fall apart. I trained her to love me so I can go ahead and break her heart.
Did you write What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding for Elvis Costello to record, or was it a song that you had written and you didn't exactly have plans for it?
No, we'd actually recorded. I was in a band called Brinsley Schwartz, and it was one of the Brinsley songs. But, you know, we never really got anywhere, as you clearly know. Elvis was actually something of a fan of Brinsley Schwartz, and in fact, that's how I met him, was at a Brinsley gig at the Cavern Club in Liverpool, the famous Cavern Club. And I'd seen him at a few of our shows, but he walked in. There used to be a pub across the road called The Vine, and we were all having a drink in there before we were going to do our set. And in he walked, and I said, "Oh, look, there's that specky guy that that we always see at our shows. So probably about time to go and buy him a drink." So, well, he claims that he bought me a drink, and I claim it was the other way around. But anyway, it was. I have Elvis to thank for it, because he picked that song up and he gave it the sort of anthemic thing that everyone has picked up on. Where are the strong? And who are the trusted? And where is the harmony? Sweet harmony. 'Cause each time I feel it slipping away, just makes me want to cry. What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding?
From the songwriter himself, it's Nick Lowe with What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding. To hear the full concert and more exclusive performances, head to the audio archives at WFUV.org.
Take 5 is supported by Rough Guides. Information at roughguides.com. Smart guides for smart people.